What is up, my freaky ass fans? It's your girl Sophie, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another week of It's Just the Pipes, a Basement Buzz podcast that's scary entertaining. So you guys, guess who's finally here? I'll give you a hint. He's a really hot science nerd who, shocker, doesn't believe in ghosts. Yep, gracing all of us with his presence today is my boyfriend, Darren. Say hi, babe.
Wow, that was quite the introduction. I'll give you that. What's up, guys?
Yes, and thank you for getting all dressed up for our listeners today. I'm sure they really appreciate it.
Yeah, clean shaven, everything.
Yeah. okay, so you guys are probably thinking, what the fuck? How is this hippie-ass sorority girl who believes in ghosts dating this super scientific guy who thinks the spirit world is a bunch of horseshit? And that's a totally valid thought. However, what you guys may not know about me is that I'm a super nerd who also loves science, which is precisely why I invited Darren to today's show. He and I are constantly having super intense conversations about these types of topics, and we've even said that we should record some of them and start a podcast. So, lo and behold, here he is, and I'm determined to get to the bottom of this paranormal debate, to find the truth, and to find cold, hard facts that either support or debunk the existence of ghosts. So in order to prepare for today's episode, I had Darren listen to the past two episodes that include my argument for the paranormal world. And if you're just now tuning into my podcast for the first time, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to those episodes as well, so that you can fully understand both ends of this debate. And with that being said, let's get this show on the road. So, Darren, before we dive into your arguments, tell us a little bit about why you're so closed off to the spirit world.
Closed off to the spirit world. That's tough. I don't think I'm closed off to the spirit world. I just don't think there's any ascertainable truth or evidence, empirical data.
You don't think you're closed off? I mean, when Rachel was, like, saging our house, you were, like, well, that's hurling...
Just... It's just foreign to me. I've never experienced anything like that before, so
it true. Was okay, fine.
Quite a shock experience. But no, that was cool, though. I wouldn't say I'm closed off. I'm open-minded, as I am with most things. And I encourage anyone, this is how open-minded I am, I encourage anyone to provide evidence for their claims and assert the fact that, yeah, the supernatural exists or the spirit world exists. Because if you can prove that, I'm as well going to accept that into my day-to-day belief, but it's not something that I think you can prove. So therefore, from my mind, I need something ascertainable. I need something empirical. I need something tangible. I need something that's repeatable in a lab. And I don't think that the spirit world can provide that.
I mean, that's a fair argument and that's a fair opinion to have. So like when you were listening to my podcast and my argument that, the first law of thermodynamics can prove that energy can't be created or destroyed. What do you think about that? Because that's a pretty, probably the most solid argument that...
Yeah, I would say that's a good start. But the thing, you could maybe create an argument about with that. But with thermodynamics, the only two ways that you can transfer energy between systems is through work or heat. So if nothing can be created nor destroyed, I suppose if this entity, right, this agent is made purely of energy, it would have to be working, turning energy into work. Work would turn the energy into heat. And if that were the case, you could go to a haunted house, right? And you would have pockets of thermal energy everywhere because these entities are made of heat. If they have to work and they're made purely of energy, then you could go into a haunted house and with some sort of like thermal sensor or heat sensor, and you would notice, oh, look, there's pockets of heat over here. There must be some sort of spirit. And you could justifiably produce results with a scientific method if that were the case. Because energy can't be created or destroyed, but the transfer of energy usually is it's always heat. You lose energy
Well, what you're saying, though, is what actual Ghostbusters do. They go in to these places that are supposedly haunted with thermal detectors, and they find pockets of heat energy, or extreme coolness in some cases, that are inexplicable.
Is there really that it goes down?
Yeah.
Really?
If you actually listen to the podcast that I told you to listen to.
That is interesting. Well, I know that there's an actual established organization, nonprofit organization called the Council of Scientific Inquiry, or it's like the Center of Inquiry, the CIF. And they do that exactly. And it's an established scientific community. And they document everything. And they have claimed that there has never been such evidence. So I don't know what these Ghostbusters are doing that the Council of Scientific Inquiry isn't, but these are people like Richard Dawkins, who is part of this nonprofit organization, who claims that they're looking for the answers, they're looking for the truth, and they do conduct experiments like that in these haunted houses, or they even talk to mediums or psychics.
Well, maybe,
and no repeatable data has been...
Maybe the ghosts want to remain a mystery.
Maybe.
So you're arguing that there is an absence of evidence that supports the existence of ghosts. So what hard evidence actually exists that definitively disproves, beyond the shadow of a doubt, the existence of ghosts? What evidence is there that... for sure ghosts do not exist, rather than there's just an absence of evidence?
I don't think you can prove a negative mathematically, or even logically. Like, you can't prove the non-existence of something, but what you can do in science is you can prove an alternative opinion that is asserted and or hypothesis, and then turn it into some sort of theory or law. So the science community can't go definitively say there is no such thing as ghosts. But what we can say is there is no evidence to support the claim that there is. Now, we won't explicitly say, when I say we, I pretend like I'm in the scientific community, but I'm not, but one day. But like the science community will say that no, you can't prove that they don't exist, but all signs and all evidence and data show, or there is no data that can assert the claim that they do exist. So what we'll do is we'll create an alternative fact where it's, we by our standards, it doesn't seem to make much sense that, and if you can't repeat it in the lab and you can't conduct the scientific method on it, you can't prove a negative, but what you can do is you can prove that there is simply no evidence to prove that it does exist.
Which is a lot of times probably why scientists have issues with religion and the idea of an omnipotent entity looking over all of us. So that kind of leads me to my next question that I wanted to ask you, which I think all of you might find surprising. Darren was at one time in his life a very devout Christian. Which some people would argue is roughly similar to believing in the spirit world. So since you were involved with religion for so many years and did believe in the existence of an afterlife, wouldn't you be able to see the validity of a belief in the paranormal?
Yeah, sure.
Because at one time you genuinely believed that your soul was either going to go to heaven or to hell.
I think... that is a good parallel because religion is very anecdotal. It's very experiential or circumstantial. It's like my experience, my reality proves that God exists. If I were to be a believer, my experience is I've experienced God, or I've experienced the voice of God, or in my life it's real. Same with the supernatural. It's like maybe there are people out there that claim they have experienced the supernatural, so that validates it in that way. But I just, in terms of science, in terms of things being repeatable and things being scrutinized under peer review, hypothesizing and proving that hypothesis, it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. I guess, sure, you can validate it through your experience, just like people do in religion. But just like religion, there is not a shred of evidence to prove that God exists as well. It's all personal experience.
That just makes me really wonder how... Because, I mean, roughly, I'm assuming you've always been the same person. Granted, I've only known you probably for 5 months now. But I'm assuming you've always been very logical and very scientific. And I just think it's interesting that at one point you could have accepted such uncertainty in religion.
I was a young mind. But now, I mean,
is there actually, like, since I'm sure when you did struggle with your faith, I'm sure you did look into scientific arguments for religion.
Well, that's the thing.
Was there any scientific arguments for religion or for the afterlife or for just spirituality in general that convinced you?
I guess I don't really like the word believe, as pompous as that sounds, because believe or belief is where is another form of faith, and faith is where reason ends. So if you can no longer reason, then where are you at? You're basically irrationalizing a reality. And I think in terms of the supernatural, going back on science, they would have to be created entirely through energy. And if they were energy, they'd have to turn things into heat. And if that were the case, they would eventually dissipate into the universe because they would run out of energy. And if that were the case, if they're not dissipating, then they have to have some sort of like interdimensional source of energy, which is by no standards of model of physics can be quantified. So, sure, I did have a belief in religion. But as I started to realize that I needed to reason with facts and empirical data, so I can know for sure. And you know, in the science community, you start from the top down. So you have a belief based off the assertions of, you have a claim based off of data that you can assert through the scientific method. And you can't do that with religion, and you can't really do that with the supernatural, because you're starting with a belief without maybe personal experience, but no real empirical evidence, whereas the science community, we need that in order to justify our beliefs.
Have you ever heard an argument for religion that was able to kind of fit that top-down method that you're describing, that you could actually quantify and you could, you know, justify your belief with? Have you heard like a really compelling scientific argument for religion, basically?
Oh, compelling argument for religion?
Yeah. Or spirituality, or, you know.
A compelling argument for spirituality? Have I heard of one? Mm-hmm. Jesus resurrected from the dead was, apparently that's very compelling. It has transcended time.
We've kind of had this argument before. I mean, all of Christians' arguments and, like, you know, anybody who follows you know, the Christian faith, all of their evidence is in the Bible, as we said before. Like,
right.
it's you know, was written by or
man
by yeah. the well by man, but with the aid of an all-knowing entity.
Right. It was
so
God breathed, God inspired.
So I mean, without the book, I guess there is no scientific, you know.
Right, but even in the Bible, there's scientific inconsistencies, and otherwise impossibilities that can't be quantified. So I suppose, yeah, if you're using the Bible as a reference point, sure, that's your evidence, but it's not as compelling as people might imagine. But
well, as somebody who's like maybe not equally as logical but similarly logical and scientific as you are, I can see how you would struggle with the idea of faith and spirituality, and but I would say it does kind of it's a little depressing at times, and it can be a little bit bleak when you're thinking about, you know, we're just pounds of flesh moving around with different nerves firing off in our, you know, in our bodies, and it can be a little depressing. So do you ever, as an atheist and as somebody who doesn't believe in the spiritual world, do you ever find yourself feeling a sense of hopelessness or purposelessness because you do not believe that your soul will travel to an afterlife, or that your soul is
no. Sure. I mean, it's not depressing to me. It's not that I don't believe that, because once again, I don't tend to use the word believe when like talking about my viewpoints, because like I said, I like to reason and I like to rationalize, and justify my thoughts through that method. And so it's not necessarily depressing, because there's no reason to believe that there is an afterlife based off of evidence. There's no evidence to prove it. But that doesn't mean there isn't one. We can't physically prove that it doesn't that it does exist. There's no empirical data to say that heaven, the afterlife, or whatever, hell or what exists. But the beauty in life, in my opinion, why it's not depressing for me personally, is because humans are obsessed with cause and effect. It's how we achieve so much as a species. And it's one of the reasons why people believe in the supernatural to begin with, because, you know, they hear a door slam in the middle of the night and they're like, oh, what caused that? And the easiest solution to that is an entity, some agent caused it. But for me, it's what can we achieve in the now, and how can we create a better future for the next generation and leave a footprint for the following generation? There's actually a old Proverbs, it's like Confucius or something. It's like,
ironically,
it says, the current generation plants a seed and the next gets the shade. So as the current generation, we're planting seeds, and I think the science community is doing that. And I think that believing in the unprovable and believing in the non-empirical, I think we're hindering ourselves. So I think the most important question is not where we're going, but what are we doing for the next generation now in the present? So
I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, babe, for coming in today and sharing your opinion, even if it's invalid. I'm just kidding.
Hey, really, it might be. That's the thing. I just can't prove.
I very much
that
value,
you're wrong.
Value your being
you
here.
You can't prove a negative.
And I'm just glad we're still together after this debate.
Well, we're breaking up.
Well, actually, maybe we won't be after this last question.
Uh-oh.
Depending on your answer. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But before we go, I thought it would be fun to catch you off guard with a hypothetical.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, just put you to the test a little bit. Okay, so let's say, despite your beliefs, that an eternal afterlife existed, and you were lucky enough to gain access to it, mm-hmm. and live forever and, you know, do all that fun stuff.
Okay.
But the only catch was that you had to spend every second of it with me. Would you do it?
Of course.
Really? I mean, you would spend every second of eternity with me.
By that standard, I'm already in heaven.
Right? See, that's... You guys,
essentially,
this is,
spend every moment with you anyway.
Do you guys see why I'm dating him now? Do you see why it makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so unfortunately, that's all we have time for this week. Babe, again, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts. You know how much I appreciate your mind.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
And thank you all so much for listening to the 6th episode of It's Just the Pipes, a Basement Buzz podcast that's scary entertaining. Make sure to use the links on our website to subscribe and follow our Facebook and Twitter accounts for weekly updates. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm your host, Sophie Weil. Tune in next week, if you dare, for some more of those crazy ghost stories that I know you weirdos absolutely love. Don't let Darren discourage you. Stay creepy. I love it. All right, guys. Good night and sweet nightmares.